Well, it's good to see you well, people here at church. A lot of sick people out there. I don't know what's wrong with them. And it's good to have Bill and Lo back with us for hopefully a long time. I don't know. Turn your Bibles with me, if you would, to the book of James. What a wonderful, practical, pragmatic book. I know that probably most of you have noticed that we're coming to the end of 2 Peter. Did you notice that or not? This will actually be our last Sunday in it, and oftentimes the question is, where are we going to be next? So I'm going to let you know where we're going to be next. We're actually going to be going through a series of dealing with practical Christianity. One of the things that I have found is that the practicalness of being a Christian seems to be lost in this world. And we don't seem to be necessarily putting to practice the very simple things that we know are true. So we're going to get as specific as we can in the doctrine and talk about very specific things that you and I as believers should be doing. We are calling ourselves Christians. We should be acting like it. And that's one of the great premises of the book of James, as he tells us clearly within this particular book, that you and I need to prove ourselves. And if you look with me in James chapter 1, in particular in verse 22, he says, you and I need to prove ourselves to be doers of the word and not merely hearers who delude themselves. We become delusional when we think that we can just listen, and not put these things to practice. And so James is bringing us into the realm of practicality and practice of what this faith is all about. John writes this in 1 John chapter 3, verse 18. Little children, let us not love with word or with tongue, but in deed and in truth. Jesus says in Luke chapter 6 and verse 46, he actually asked a question to many who were following him. And his question that he asked is, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and you don't do what I say? It's a good question to ask, especially in this day in which it seems like the accumulation of knowledge, and Paul reminds us of this, that in the last days there's going to be a lot of increased learning, but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. And one of the reasons why people are not able to come to the knowledge of the truth is they're not putting to practice the things that they already know. 1 Samuel chapter 15, 22, I think just puts it so succinctly, and that is this, that God really is looking for us to obey him rather than all the sacrifice that we could conjure up. In other words, I think there are times that we kind of choose the things that we like to do for God, and then we turn to him and say, well, we did all these things in your name. But in Matthew 7, he's very clear about that, and he says, but you didn't do what I said. And so we're going to be talking about the things that God has asked us to do, the things that he has told us to do. What exactly does God want me to do and want me to be as a Christian? And we're going to get as specific as we can in that and find out how to live these things out in our life. So I'm looking forward. It's going to be a great study. We're going to be going different books as we go through this, but hitting upon the very practical things. Little things like telling the truth. You'll be amazed at how that permeates so many areas of our society. From the moment that you sign on your credit card, I promise to pay. Do you notice that you actually signed that on there? Have you seen the writing on there? You're making a commitment. When you don't pay, you lied. So little practical things such as this, we're going to be looking at what should we be doing as believers. Well, Father, we come before you today and we ask your blessing and direction upon this service. We ask that all things would be done in a way that would glorify and lift you up. Lord, help us not to just be listeners, hearers of the word, but cause us to be doers, people that really do the things that you tell us to do. Take them seriously and apply them to our lives. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.